Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thunder Nellis, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. I still don't understand the Josh Myers situation. Somebody, please explain it to me. One thing I can understand is how excited I am for all the conference tournament action today. Yes, next Thursday there's 16 games. Today there are 48 games, including the Wisconsin Badgers taking on Northwestern at 1:30, including the Marquette Golden Eagles taking on Xavier at 1:30. The Bucks are taking on the Lakers tonight at Fiserv Forum. We will talk about that later on in the hour. But joining us now from FanDuel Wisconsin and from Prep Baseball Wisconsin, he is Vinny Rotino. Vinny, thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So where are you right now? How much of your time have you been in Arizona? Are you back in Wisconsin? What's your travel schedule this month of like baseball overload.
Yeah, baseball overload, but I love it, right? So I'm actually back home in Racine. I live in Racine, Wisconsin, my wife and three daughters. So we were out in spring training last week. So I called three games, including one game on FanDuel Sports Network, right? It's called FanDuel from Bally last year. So we're looking forward to running it back, right? So on TV and on the field, this team is looking like they are going to run it back and hopefully win another Central title.
I love that. I love that. Vinny Rotino joining us, and we'll be watching you all season long on FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. So as you're down there, and there's tons of storylines, right? Let's start with Brandon Woodruff, because I think fans are really invested in him. Fans really care about him. We don't expect him to start with the major league roster from day one. But what feeling do you get from him about how ready he'll be and when this major league season?
Yeah, you know, shoulders are so tricky, right? So in 2023, he was on the shelf about right at the end of May, and then we haven't seen him since. So now he's coming back. He says he feels good. He looks like he feels good. He was up to 93-94 in a minor league game yesterday. That was just yesterday. He had 25 pitches. Looked like the ball was coming out clean. He added a new little cutter. We might see a different version of Brandon Woodruff when he does come back.
Okay.
The timetable on it. Just different in terms of, like, I don't know if we're ever going to really see the 97 to 98, 99 mile per hour fastball anymore from him this year. Again, shoulders do just take a little bit more time, and it just depends on the guy and depends on the surgery and all that. They're tricky. They haven't figured shoulders out. But if he's 94, 96, which he's trending upwards towards that, he can certainly be a very productive major league pitcher. I mean, he knows how to get outs. He's added that little cutter. You know, I don't want to put a timetable on, but if you put, you know, gun to my head type of day, I would say May, June, you know, June probably would be a good date. He's just ramping up, and it's all about the recovery for him. So these next couple of days actually will be a really telltale sign whether or not he's going to come back sooner than later if he bounces back from that outing, that 25-pitch outing yesterday.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I'm excited about him, and I think we saw this at the end of 23 when he came back and was so good in September, and we were hoping to carry that momentum into the playoffs, and then we found out, like, literally the day before the playoffs started that he was going to be shut down, is that if he's healthy and can come back, what a jolt this is to the team, right? What a positive, both him as a person and being in that clubhouse and being in that dugout, but also his talent and what he can do on the mound. What a positive influence this has on the team when he does get back out there.
100%, right? So he has been a very big part of this team since 2017 when he arrived in the big leagues, and he hasn't played for another organization. So he is now 32 years old, and so, yeah, I mean, if he can come back, you're right. What a jolt. Let's say it is July. All of a sudden you have Brandon Woodruff close to full strength, right? So let's say he's 90% version of himself, like the 94, 96. And all of a sudden now this team, instead of adding someone at the trade deadline, you get to add Brandon Woodruff for that stretch run, for that playoff run, and he is a leader in that team. He knows how to win. Remember, Game 6 in 2018 against the L.A. Dodgers when he hit a home run off Clayton Kershaw.
Unbelievable.
It was one of the greatest moments in Brewers history. So this guy knows how to win in the playoffs. He knows what it takes. So it would be a huge shot in the arm for this team if he can come back. And he sounds like he's optimistic. It looks like he feels great. So I'm hopeful. So that's that would be a huge shot in the arm.
Absolutely. Vinny Rotino joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thunder Nellis. Vinny, what's going on the left side of the infield, shortstop and third base?
Yep. So that's the big question mark of the season. So everyone's saying, okay, so there's a big hole at third base. Guys, remember, last year there was a hole at third base, and Joey Ortiz didn't emerge as the everyday third baseman until about May, right? So, I mean, Oliver Dunn was getting some reps over there. Andre Monasterio was getting some reps over there. Joey Ortiz was mixing in all around the infield. So it seems like the Brewers just do a really good job, and they have last several seasons of giving a guy an opportunity and having him step up and then develop at the major league level. That last little piece of development, which is the most important piece, of being able to know how to succeed at the major league level. Now, is that going to be an Oliver Dunn? He's got the tool set to be a very productive major league player. Can he kind of slow the game down? Because he's been able to prove it at the minor league level. Can he slow the game down at the major league level and do it? He's got all the tools. He can run. He can field. He can throw. And he can hit. He can hit for power. Just has to prove it at the major league level. Are they going to give it to Vinny Capra? Does he step up? Leading this Cactus League in home runs with 5, tied with Rhys Hoskins, by the way, with 5. Yep. Having a monster spring, Vinny Capra. He is certainly capable, very capable defender, Vinny Capra. So he's just a solid all-around player, can play all three infield spots. So I think it's going to be one of those two guys. Outside chance for maybe Caleb Durbin, you know, the guy that was acquired from the Yankees in the Devin Williams deal. So right, he has exactly. An outside shot of emerging as well. So one of those three, in my opinion, is going to be the guy. Or it could be a guy outside the organization. The Brewers have been known to do that. Remember when they acquired Willy Adames in May? And that was obviously a franchise-changing type of a move when Luis Urias wasn't able to man a shortstop position every day. That's why they acquired Willy Adames. So if one of those three don't work out, you never know. They could acquire a guy in a trade.
Yep, they've done it in the past, as you mentioned. Vinny Rotino joining us here on 1250 FM, 105.7 FM. The Fan, you mentioned Devin Williams, and we all assume Trevor McGill's going to slide back into that closer role that he had last year before Devin Williams came back from his injury. Is it Trevor McGill's job? What else do you hear about the bullpen?
Yeah, it's his job to lose, in my opinion. And, they haven't named him the closer, but, I think that's by design with Pat Murphy. He loves to... Yeah, that's how he motivates guys. He knows which buttons to push. I think this is a button that he is pushing with Trevor McGill, not naming him the closer quite yet, but I think it's assumed that he is going to be the closer. 21 of 23 in save opportunities last year. When he's right, when he's throwing strikes with that just filthy curveball, I mean, the 99-mile-hour fastball is always going to be there, but when he's throwing strikes with a curveball, he's a lockdown closer. I mean, he is as good as anybody. And so that's the key for him. Otherwise, they have other guys. I think Abner Uribe is going to be a pick to click for me this year. I mean, he's got to serve a 4-game suspension. If you remember, he got in a fight with Jose Siri last year with the Rays.
Just standing up for his guys. Just standing up for his guys, right?
Yes, yes. But it's tricky because they have to pitch with a man down then when he does serve his suspension. He's probably going to start in AAA, just kind of make sure the strikes are there. And as soon as he kind of hits a hot streak, I'm sure they're going to try and weave him in and serve that suspension because it's 100 mile-per-hour sinkers, like some of the grossest stuff in the big leagues, and then a slider. And then Jared Koenig, unsung hero last year, yep. He's capable of getting saves. You know, Pyomps was just lights out last half of the year. I think he gave up 3 earned runs last half of the year. He was lights out. So they have depth again in the bullpen. It was a strength last year, 2nd in all of baseball and bullpen ERA. Pretty much the same cast of characters aside from Devin Williams. So they're going to be a strong unit again.
And then, of course, the fans are all excited about Craig Yoho, and everybody wants to know, how does he pull the ball on a string the way he does? And he's leading the team in strikeouts this year. He's just like, is he going to be in a Brewers uniform this year?
At some point. And, I mean, he's performing so well that they have to – this is how it works in the meetings. So they have a blueprint probably of what the opening day lineup or opening day roster is going to look like at the start of spring, probably well before spring. And then all of a sudden you get a guy that emerges like this and he starts, opening some eyes and people start scratching their heads like, wait a minute, can we somehow get this guy in the roster for opening day because he has been performing that well? I still think it's an outside shot for him, but yeah, you're going to see him at some point this year. They used so many different guys last year out of the pen and in the rotation for that matter. So Yoho is going to be a big part. Think Doug Jones, remember back in the 90s,
sure.
Of him pulling the string with a really good changeup, although Yoho throws harder than Doug Jones did, but it's that good of a changeup. It's just filthy. And then he's got a breaking ball as well. So he's got multiple weapons to get guys out of the big league level. He will sooner than later.
Vinny Rotino, FanDuel Wisconsin, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thunder Nellis. We're talking Brewers baseball, spring training, expectations for the season. He homered in back-to-back games earlier this week. What does a healthy Christian Yelich mean to this team?
So I call him an aircraft carrier. There's not that many aircraft carriers in the league. What does that mean? It's a guy that can carry your lineup. It's a guy that opposing pitchers are always kind of worried about when that guy is going to come up. It's basically the first three in the Dodgers lineup, right? Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, those types of guys. There's not that many of them in the world, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Yelich is one of those guys, a guy that can get on base. He can hit and hit for power. And so he's a lineup changer. He showed that last year when his back was healthy. He hit .315 before he went on the IL. That was good for fourth in the big leagues. His .406 on base. That's the thing. He gets on base. He does not chase outside the zone. He's such a tough out. But then if you throw something in the zone where he can handle, he's going to be able to lead the yard from pole to pole, right? So, I mean, you can't hold. He's got everything you want. He is a lineup changer. And he's going to have protection this year, remember, because whether or not Contreras and Churio are hitting in front of him, now think about that, that's actually protection for Yelich. If those guys are always on base,
yep,
for Yelich, where do you,
yep,
put Yelich? If they're hitting behind him, that's protection. So we'll see. This offense is gonna really take off this year, even without a Willie Adames, although that is a big piece that they're going to be missing. But I think this offense can take off just because Jackson Churio is a budding star, if not already, at age 21. He can finally have a beverage now, by the way.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yep, we saw that he had his birthday. I want to get to Jackson Churio in a second, but my breakout candidate for this year is Garrett Mitchell. And I know that he's had issues with injuries and staying healthy, but I really do believe that if you look at his numbers and if he could stay healthy for 140 or 150 games, you know, a lot of people think Jackson Churio can be a 30-30 guy. I actually think Garrett Mitchell could be a 30-30 guy as well. What do you see from Garrett Mitchell?
Yeah, and he looks good. He looks like he made a couple tweaks to kind of his setup. I mean, he's got it all. He's a guy. We're just waiting for him to stay healthy and to kind of just get at-bats underneath him and prove who he is at the big league level, because there is – as high a ceiling with Garrett Mitchell, and you said it, you hit the nail on the head, Mitch. It's all there. It's the total package. The guy is, he's 6'3", 239. Like, he's a big man. I mean, that is, he could probably play, what is that, edge rusher, you know, or linebacker in the NFL. I mean, he's that good of an athlete. He's only played 116 games
exactly.
In the three seasons. Yeah, so he's got three seasons under his belt, but only 116 games and only 322 at-bats so far. So, I mean, if he puts together a full, healthy season, Garrett Mitchell could definitely be one of those guys that changes just the whole thing for the Brewers. You're right. I mean, and if he is your breakout candidate, I like that call. I'm with you. I just, you know, want to see him healthy. You know, him being a type 1 diabetic, he's type 1 diabetic.
Right.
Is a little bit, you know, you just have to kind of monitor his usage. Doesn't recover as quickly from what I'm told, but he certainly has all the talent in the world. He's capable of really, you know, changing things even more so in Milwaukee for this Brewers team.
Well, and then let's talk about last year's breakout star, the guy that everybody in Major League Baseball is talking about and needs to know about, Jackson Churio. One of the things that I love the most about Jackson Churio is that he didn't step onto the scene last year and all of a sudden dominate. I like the fact that he struggled a little bit. I like the fact that he had to learn and lean on his teammates and then break out a little bit. I think that bodes much better for him, because we've seen guys over the years be unbelievable right away, and then the league adjusts to them, and then they're lost. I love the fact that he had to struggle a little bit. What does it mean that he struggled a little bit, and how good can this kid be?
I mean, he's only going to get better, just because at age 20 last year, you think about, you know, just the development that is left for Jackson Churio, just in terms of his physical development. He's going to get bigger. He's going to get stronger. He's going to get faster. He's going to add that old man strength at some point, although that's a long ways away in terms of him being an old man, because he's only 21. But he's just going to continue to add size and strength, which is a scary thing for the league, because, I mean, the hand speed is just unbelievable. This guy can, so most players in the big leagues have to cheat for the fastball and then adjust to off speed. I truly think that this kid just sees the ball, does it, and just totally reacts to every single pitch. He's on everything. I've never really, you know, you think about guys like Paul Molitor, right? I mean, and I'm not comparing him to the Hall of Famer quite yet, but it's that kind of like hand speed. Remember how fast Molly's hands were? That's kind of what we're looking at here with Churio, and Gary, like a Gary Sheffield type. That's what you're looking at, that kind of talent level. And I've never and like you said, the fact that he struggled was so impressive. The fact that he was like 100 and out of the 162 guys in the big leagues that played every day. And I looked at the numbers here for the first 2 months. There's 163 players, I think it was, that got 150 at bats through the first 2 months of the season. Okay. He was ranked 153rd. So like bottom of the league production, terrible, right? He was terrible. And then he turned it around to be a top 20 player in the last 4 months of the season. I have never seen that kind of a turnaround, and especially from a 20-year-old kid. That speaks to his maturity level, but it also really speaks to how talented he is. Like, once he got comfortable and once he got a little bit of confidence, that's all he needed, a little bit, it was game over for the rest of the league and for Jack Soteriol, because he was that good. How about him in the playoffs with the two-homer game? The Brewers are going to be good for a long time because they have Jackson Churio under contract for 9 more seasons.
Which is amazing. Yeah, it's so awesome to think about. Vinny Rotino joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thunder Nellis. We are on 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and on the free Odyssey app. All right, so we are 2 weeks away from opening day, Brewers at Yankees, and of course they play the series at the Yankees, then come home to face the Royals. Big picture-wise, what do you expect to see from the Brewers this season?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of the same, just in terms of how they're going to win games. It's going to be close games. It's going to be pitching and defense. They're going to need enough starting pitching, which that's kind of how they operated last season. They were kind of towards the bottom of the league in just innings pitched from their starters and towards the bottom of the league in terms of quality starts. But I think you have a more reliable starting staff this year. They have 4 guys that had that made 30 starts last season. Only 2 other teams can say that so far this season. And Brian Bello for the Red Sox actually just got hurt, so he's out. So it's really the Brewers and one other team. I forget who it is, but maybe the Phillies. So the fact that they have these veteran types that last year they put together a bunch of starts and they took the ball every 5th day. Jose Quintana is going to be a big addition. So I think it's just going to be a lot of the same type of play from the Brewers. 6th inning, hopefully the starter goes 5-6, turn it over to that lights out pen and win a bunch of close games, play great defense, put a lot of pressure on offenses with the ability to, or defenses with the ability to steal bases, 2nd in the league last year in stolen bases behind the Nationals. So it's going to be a fun brand of baseball again. We're going to get Yelich hopefully for a full season, Churio, Contreras, Reese Hoskins, we didn't talk about him, but he looks ready to go. And all these kids, too. Remember, Sal Frelick just starting to make his way in the big leagues. Garrett Mitchell, like we talked about, they're still young. And so these guys continue to develop and get better the more at-bats, the more games underneath their belt at the big league level. This is the league is going to take notice, I think, of this Brewers team again. And it seems like they have to prove themselves every single season, right? But I think that's what we like here, Wisconsin being the underdog a little bit and proving everybody wrong.
Vinny, you got me fired up. I am ready to run through a wall for you and to watch these Milwaukee Brewers. We talk about how great today is, and it's like all these conference tournament games, and the Bucks are playing the Lakers tonight, and then next week is March Madness, and then the week after that is opening day. Like, it was a month ago, it was slow for a minute in February, and now all of a sudden, like, we can't catch our breath. There's so much going on right now.
Without a doubt. I know. This is the best time of year, I think, after the Super Bowl ends and then spring training starts up and then you get March Madness and opening day and baseball. So it's the best. I absolutely agree with you. This is the best, Mitch.
Vinny, thank you so much for jumping on. We'll definitely catch up with you throughout the season. Enjoy your time with scouting all the high school kids. And I know we all follow you on Twitter, and it's at Vinny Rotino. And check out, Vinny's very involved with the Prep Baseball, Wisconsin. Yep, at Prep Baseball Wisconsin. So keeping us up to date on all the great things going on with our preps, and of course on FanDuel Wisconsin as well. We will check you out there, and we'll like I said, we'll catch up with you during the season. Thank you so much for jumping on today.
Anytime, Mitch. This is great.
Awesome. Thanks, Vinny. That's Vinny Rotino with our Milwaukee Brewers and FanDuel Wisconsin. Check him out on TV. He's been all around Major League Baseball, all around the Milwaukee Brewers organization. And so the depth of knowledge that he has and that he could share with us. And I got to say, like, his excitement is palpable, and it's enthusiastic, and it's contagious, and it's true. Like, it's not a false excitement. It is real, because the players we're talking about, whether it's the starting rotation, whether it's the youngsters who played well last year, who we hope take that next step, like, it's real what he's talking about.
It's spoken like a guy who's been there before. We've seen the Brewers be counted out. I think fans in general maybe a little hesitant always on wishing success and projecting success for the Milwaukee Brewers, because they know the market and what they've been in.
Yep.
But this year seems different. I think fans are still excited. The team was good last year. They're going to run it back with a very similar team.
Yep.
And there's a lot of young talent all around this team that can definitely still create a window and develop championship caliber teams.
Yeah, I'm excited. Tommy, I know you're excited. Vinny's excited. I know when Mason comes back next week, Mason's going to be excited. Like, it's okay to be excited about this Brewers game. I'm always an expectations guy, so I'm always going to say, like, I'm excited about this Brewers. That doesn't mean I think they're going to win the World Series, but I think they're going to be really good. I think they're going to be in the conversation to win their division. I think they're going to be in the conversation to win in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not predicting they're going to win the World Series, but I'm predicting they're going to be really good. They're going to be in the conversation all 162 this year. When you look at Pittsburgh, or you look at St. Louis now, who's down. You look at Colorado. You look at Detroit. You look at teams
that aren't. Los Angeles Angels.
Right, the Angels.
Right.
Like, there are teams that are bad that aren't even in the conversation. You know the Brewers are in this conversation, and that's exciting.
And I think that rivalries are going to ramp up this year. I think Chicago, with another year under their belt, it's going to be more exciting.
I think Craig's going to feel a little more comfortable.
Yep.
And allow for some of that in a positive way. Like, I think it's good when there's a healthy little bit of hate, but a healthy rivalry with the Cubs.
And you're coming back with a reigning NL Manager of the Year, Executive of the Year as well. You know you got some good people in the right places that you need for development and acquisition of players.
Yep.
This is a very exciting time to be a Milwaukee Brewers fan. You have an all-time player, it seems like, for this franchise with Jackson Chourio coming up. You got a guy that is your Christian Yelich, your Ryan Braun now, if you will. I'm so excited for Brewers baseball. The only game I know for sure I'm going to, I got
the cribbage board.
May 17th.
You got
I will
it?
Be there. Oh, hell yeah,
good
I got
you,
it.
Man.
What do you
good.
Mean? Like,
I'm excited for you.
I will absolutely be at that one. And I'm excited. I know working here, the scheduling, a little weird. I'm going to see if I can maybe go to like a first Saturday game with Charlie or something. Like, well, I can't wait for Brewers baseball. It's like by far my favorite event to Love attend it. In person is a baseball game.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for your reports when you do go to games, and then when you come in the next morning, I'm excited for like Tommy's Corner of like, I think we should create a little segment. Tommy's Corner, whenever you go to a Brewers game, the next day you get like a 5-minute segment where you just get to talk about all the things you did, all the things you ate, all the things you learned about the team, all the things you learned about humanity.
Make the slide yellow again.
I agree. I definitely agree with that. He is Tommy Wirtz. My name is Mitch Nelson. Again, our thanks to Vinny Rotino for jumping on from one team with a transcendent talent to another team with a player with transcendent talent, but one we're not quite as excited about. But maybe we'll get excited about them again, and maybe it's okay if we're not excited about them in March, if we're excited about them in May. The Milwaukee Bucks are in action tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. We will preview that game and ask the question, is this a must-win for the Milwaukee Bucks? My name is Mitch Ellis, a.k.a. Thunder. You're listening to the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.